Well, this sounds like a match made in caloric heaven. William Dean Chocolates and Big Storm Brewing Company. Who approached who first?
You know, actually, it was about last March, and Big Storm came to me, and it was really Preston Rudy, who was working with them, who had worked with me in the past, so it was kind of a collaboration that I guess was kind of destined to be. So, but they came to me last March and asked about, possibly doing a chocolate beer, and then I also mentioned I could do confections and chocolates using their beer as well. So I wanted it to kind of be a two-way street. So that's what we've done. So we have a chocolate porter macaroon, and then we have a chocolate truffle and a chocolate caramel. But the real star is the beer.
Oh, my gosh. I gained 10 pounds just starting this conversation. You realize that?
Well, I don't know the specific to the beer. The chocolates aren't as bad as you think. They're still about 55 to 60 calories each. So it's not as bad as people think if you eat one or two.
Oh, I know. And your chocolates, Bill, are an absolute work of art. They're almost too beautiful to eat, but you know that's never held me back in the past. What is new at William Dean Chocolates for the holidays?
Well, we're gearing up for, starting to gear up for Christmas because it's always tough for us to, we can't keep up once it gets to be December. So we have a new product called our Bon Bon Bars. That are a combination of kind of a chocolate bar and our chocolates. So they're longer. They're about a 4-inch long bar, but then they're filled with different chocolates. So we're going to have for the holiday, pumpkin, caramel, Linzer, which is hazelnut and raspberry, and then one that's kind of like a candy cane, a peppermint. So you could kind of get the best of both worlds. You get that larger amount of chocolate like a chocolate bar has, but then you'll have the flavoring on the inside and a caramel or a ganache. So that's probably been the biggest surprise. I just did them because I thought it'd be fun to do, and then they sold like crazy.
Wow. Let me ask you this. I know earlier this year we had talked about a shortage of good chocolate and how some prices would be going up. Have you been affected by that at all?
I mean, our prices have gone up, but not as much because I work directly. I buy directly from Valrhona, which is a French company, and we do 100% with them right now. And they're usually locked in they have deals with the plantations they work with years in advance, so we don't really see the dramatic. Now, vanilla beans have been crazy.
Those two.
But, they went from, less than maybe $80 a pound to over $300 a pound.
Whoa. That's quite a bit.
We still use them. Most people have switched to vanilla paste or vanilla extract, but we still use real vanilla beans in any of the recipes that I've developed with vanilla beans. So that was a little painful. Hopefully their crop this year is better, and then we'll see a kind of a normalization of the pricing. But, yeah, the chocolate I haven't seen yet, really, other than kind of the natural, progression. They never go down, like anything. The price always goes up. But fortunately, it stayed pretty much the same for us.
Now, what kind of chocolate did you use in the new brew from Big Storm Brewing Company?
Well, so what they do, and I'm not really the scientist here, but, you think they could take chocolate, but they really can't because of the process of brewing beer. So what we did was we got the cocoa nibs from that are used to make our chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
So they're from Valrhona. These are high-quality beans. And basically, a cocoa nib is the hard shell of the chocolate. It's what gives that chocolate flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what they used. They used it a little bit in the beginning. And again, I'm not an expert. And then I know they added at the end. And what they wanted to achieve was a chocolate beer that had lots of notes of caramel. And I think it came out great.
Now, the beer was officially released last Saturday, which was World Chocolate Day, but the beer doesn't have a name yet, does it?
It's looking for one. So what we're doing now is Big Storm's having a contest where people can submit names, and then they're going to select a winner, and all people have to do is send an email to namethebeer@bigstormbrewery.com. And I think it's November 16th is going to be the announcement of the winner.
Very nice. And I'm sorry, go ahead, Bill.
I was going to say, I wish I knew how many they have, but I don't have access to that email box because I would guess it's going to be a pretty good response.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, considering the prize is a private 8-person Big Storm Brewing Tour, a tap handle for the new beer, a 20-piece box of William Dean chocolates, and a supply of the new Big Storm. Oh, that's or more? Did I hear or more?
On the chocolate side, I'll make sure there's some chocolates and macaroons and all that, because we're doing the beer macaroons and the beer chocolate. So, the beer side of it's to me, which is exciting. If you've never been to a brewery, to get a private tour, their place is phenomenal. And then I know there's going to be the beer as well. As I'll put together a gift basket of some kind to go with it, because it'll be pretty fun to see who the top names are.
Now, on that day when we announce the winner, Thursday, November 16th, is that open to the public at Big Storm Brewery?
Yeah, it isn't going to, because really just there's a capacity.
Oh, sure.
So I know that at least the winner, and maybe, there may be the top three names or something like that may be there, but right now there just isn't the capacity to have it open to the public. They can come get the beer. I mean, they can do that now, but
because
sure. It's already on tap in both tap rooms. But I don't think there's a way to open up the doors, because it's just not, there just isn't the room with all the people that are going to be there for the event.
Oh, that's no problem. We'll announce it when we have that. We'll announce it here, and I'll get it on the blog. The only, stipulations are you have to be 21 and up, and the name has to be submitted on November 13th by 10 a.m. Aside from that, everybody should just relax and indulge and have beer and have chocolate together. It's a good thing.
It is. It is. I mean, it's the best of both worlds.
It really is.
To me, it's two local companies collaborating. That's what really got me excited was, to work with a national company would be great, but to work with another small business that started here and, is growing here, I just thought that was something I really wanted to be a part of.
Well, I think it's going to be a marriage absolutely made in heaven. And thank you so much for letting me know about it. And we'll share it with the listeners. And thank you for the little gift bag, by the way. I appreciate it.
Oh, have you tried everything yet?
You know what? They just gave it to me because I left before it came in. And my receptionist has had it locked away all weekend long. So as soon as we're done chatting, okay, I'm going in.
Well, it's the chocolate. Those are chocolate macaroons with a stout, buttercream, and then there's a tall chocolate that is actually a beer ganache, and then the red one is a beer caramel, just so you'll know when you're biting into it what's waiting ahead for you.
Oh, I always like a surprise. Oh, thank you so much, Bill, from William Dean Chocolates. It is so good to talk to you again, and tell everybody where they can find your chocolates, because you've expanded since the last time we had a chance to meet face-to-face.
Well, yeah, our main store is in Bel Air Bluffs. It's on West Bay Road at Indian Rock. And, we do, besides the chocolates, we do gelato, pastries. And then we have local stores around the city that carry us, Dad's Dough, mm-hmm. Duckweed Grocery. And I'm sure I'm leaving somebody else out. But, we're always excited to try something new. And this has been the latest step for us.
It's a lot of fun. Bill, thank you so much for your time. I know you're a busy guy, so we'll let you go, but I'll have links to everything and everybody that you might need to link up with, and congratulations on this new endeavor.
Well, thanks, Anna. It was so good to talk to you again. We need to see each other soon.
If it involves chocolate, I'm there.
Absolutely. Come on over.